Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
And Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. AceToRestore.com. So Disney's live-action Mulan, and this is my sister's absolute favorite. My sister's a doctor. Her office, she's not a pediatrician. Her office is decorated in Disney's Mulan stuff. I just sent some to her for her birthday, and it's not like her 16th birthday or something. But anyway, that one is going to go to Disney Plus.
I saw that last night. I was very disappointed with that happening.
Are you?
I am, because I looked at the fee, because apparently you have to pay like $30 to see it on the service.
Right, on top of what you're already paying.
I'm like, yeah, no. I'm like, I could go buy it for that price and have it forever.
But you'll have it, access to it. They should have a guarantee that you have access to it forever on Disney Plus.
I don't know. See that? Okay, if you do, that's fine.
Then you pretty much own it.
Right.
Yeah, but then if you ever cancel your service, you wouldn't. I think that, so for a single person or someone who's dating someone, it seems like, wow, that's a ton of money to pay for just one or two people.
Right.
But for a family, you would be paying much more than that to go and see it at a movie theater.
That's true.
So maybe they're not targeting us exactly. I'm still going to see it. I don't care. Who's the Boss sequel show? That is in development with Tony Danza, my main man. I have to see this. And Alyssa Milano. Doesn't sound like Judith Light and Danny Pintauro want to come back for this. I don't know why. Like, what are you doing right now, Danny Pintauro, that you don't want to come back for Who's the Boss?
They mad.
Because they want more money?
Yes.
Well, I think they'll get them to come back. But I don't know if it's going to be just a short run, 4 or 5 episodes of something just to give us a little something, or if it's going to be a brand new show, like a seasonal kind of thing. I guess it depends on how well this first few shows do.
True.
Yeah. Dr. Dre's strange wife is contesting their prenup. Now, Dr. Dre is worth about $1 billion, and she says that she did sign it, but he forced her to do it, and then admitted that to her not long after, just a couple years after, and said that he felt really badly about doing that. So, I don't know.
He could still give her money.
Well, I mean, it looks like she made one half of the money and feel like she deserves half of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
It's Jay and Dana's Morning Mix on Mix 105.1, 748. I'm Dana.
That's
Chantel.
Hi.
Jay's on vacation. He'll be back next week. So 407-919-1051 if you have something bad you want to say about him. I'm kidding. If you have a weird idea that you'd like to sell people on, I don't know where you find this stuff. Digging around the internet, these stories about taking your sheets and putting them in the freezer for 30 minutes before you go to bed, and that's going to keep you cool through the night.
Now, I have not tried this, and nor will I, because I still go with the fact of don't make your bed, keep your fan on, the sheets will be cold when you get into bed. But, yeah, people are throwing in their sheets to their freezer so they can have a nice cold bed, but I'm like, isn't it going to hold in moisture? So you're just going to like lay in it and it's going to be wet and damp and...
Like, how long could that possibly last? The coolness. Also, do you not have anything else in your freezer? My sheets wouldn't fit in my freezer.
The spare freezer in the garage, maybe. I don't know.
I guess. This is a bad idea.
It is.
I've lived in Florida a very long time, and this is the first I've heard of something like this. And I would think that if it was really keeping people cool, it would be something that we were all doing. This is just a weird thing. I don't know where you find this stuff.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
It's Jay and Dana's Morning Mix on Mix 105.1. Chantel is here too.
Hi.
No Jay, he's on vacation, but he'll be back next week. So Chantel, I'm going to let you go first with this. 407-919-1051. What have you gotten away with? Were you sneaky when you were younger?
Yeah, it wasn't even that long ago. It was a few years ago. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
To make it worse, I was babysitting my baby brothers, so they were still like in bouncer chairs watching TV. And I stepped outside. I don't know why I went outside and the door shut behind me. So I was locked out of the house with two babies stuck inside the house. Yeah.
Worst babysitter ever.
I know. But luckily the fire station was literally a block away. So I sprinted to the fire station. They broke a screen window and somehow got into my house, so I was able to go back in and take care of my brothers.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather knew and I knew, and that was fine. Okay, so we kind of hid it as long as we could. And as the boys got older, my mom was finally like, what happened to this screen? And I was like, I don't know. The boys must have did something.
You blame them.
Yeah, they were kids. It's fine. It's valid. They've done it before.
They didn't do it, though.
No, that it's was not It wasn't valid. Me either. Technically, it was the firefighters.
It was your fault.
I did bring them cookies the next day.
When did you tell your mother
I
the
didn't.
Truth? I hope she
right
hears
now.
This. That's really bad. So when I was a kid, don't do this if you're still in school. I did not want to go to school one day, and so I created my own vomit.
No.
I got up in the middle of the night. I got a can of raviolis and some Sprite. It was disgusting.
What?
And so that was like on the side of my bed. I won't tell you everything I did to make it look right.
Yeah, I'm intrigued though.
Yeah, and then when my mom came in the morning to wake me up for school, I'm like, I don't feel well. And you can't argue with that. Like when there's clear evidence on the floor, like who would do something like that? Me. And I cleaned it up. She's like, well, let me go get something. I'll clean up. I'm like, I think I'm going to stay home today. She's like, yeah, it's probably best if you stay home.
That's awful, Dana.
That is.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
So what did you do that was sneaky when you were growing up? I made my own vomit to pretend like I was sick and couldn't go to school. Hey, Micah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So as I'm listening to you lovely ladies, I am appalled. I'm going to need both of you to go sit in the corner for a little while after your morning show is over with, because that is rough. Some fake vomit. That takes like effort. Like you really thought about that.
I did. I really
you
didn't want to go to school.
All the way out. That is bananas. And it's funny because, like, when you go back into school the next day or whatever, you have twice as much work.
It was worth it.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it.
Your mom not hear the blender going and like, you know, she didn't notice, like, because she didn't even feed you ravioli. How do you throw up ravioli?
So I didn't use a blender. This is really gross, but you asked
for
it.
Did you use like a potato masher or something?
No, I chewed it up and spit it out.
Get out.
I know,
that is
I
even
know.
More, that is even more. You went through the whole effort to chew a can of ravioli, spit it out. You wasted all that good ravioli and Sprite just to stay home.
I wanted it to look real.
It well, sounds like it worked. Like it really worked. And then, well, at least the fire department didn't show up to rescue you out of your bed, and then
exactly.
Then you blame it on somebody else.
I am not as bad as Chantel.
Now I gotta keep an eye on my kids that much closer now. I'm gonna have to count cans of food and check my windows every day. Y'all are too cute though. That's hilarious.
Have a good morning, Micah.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.